Report: Chief Justice John Roberts hospitalized in June with head injury. By Joshua Kaplan on July 7, 2020. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts was hospitalized in June with a head injury after a fall at a Maryland country club. A spokesperson for the court confirmed to The Washington Post Tuesday. The Post stated, the 65-year-old Chief Justice was taken by ambulance to a hospital after the June 21 incident at the Chevy Chase Club, which was serious enough to require sutures. He stayed at the hospital overnight for observation and was released the next morning. The scene was apparently witnessed by some at the club, whose list of politically connected members includes another justice, Brett M. Kavanaugh. The person who told the Post about the incident said Roberts's head was covered in blood. Supreme Court spokeswoman Kathleen Arberg said in a statement that doctors believe Roberts's fall was due to dehydration and not linked to his two seizures in 1993 and 2007. The Chief Justice was treated at a hospital on June 21 for an injury to his forehead sustained in a fall while walking for exercise near his home, said Arberg. The injury required sutures, and out of an abundance of caution, he stayed in the hospital overnight and was discharged the next morning. His doctors ruled out a seizure. They believe the fall was likely due to lightheadedness caused by dehydration. Roberts has not made any public disclosures regarding last month's incident. The development comes in the wake of Roberts siding with liberal justices in key Supreme Court cases. On Monday, the Supreme Court ruled against a Louisiana law regulating abortion clinics. On June 18, the High Court struck down a bid by the Trump administration to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. Both decisions were a 5-4 vote. Roberts was appointed to the court by then-President George W. Bush in 2005.